Welcome to WFUV's Take 5, interviews and performances from our New York studios. Learn more about us at WFUV.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Bose. Bose sound in a portable iPod speaker system. Learn more about the SoundDock portable music system at Bose.com.
I can't milk this for too much longer. I think when the new year rolls around, I'm going to have to find some other distinction. You know, some other flag to wave.
Thanks to his work with the Dixie Chicks, Dan Wilson will forever be a Grammy-winning songwriter. But if his solo debut, Free Life, is any indication, he'll have no lack of new flags to wave in the future. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. Dan Wilson is a common name, but an uncommonly talented songwriter. And if you don't think you know his work, try getting the song's closing time and Not Ready to Make Nice out of your head. Free Life is his latest project, and it finds the Minnesotan stepping out from behind the co-writing work and the band Semisonic to make his first solo record. And with 13 melodic tunes rich in lyrical longing, the collection does not disappoint. A gift for songcraft aside, making a debut album is a big deal for any artist, and Dan Wilson told me about a few of the lessons he's learned along the way. You've spent so much time recently, Dan, as a songwriter and a collaborator and working with other people, being the behind-the-scenes guy and then being the on-the-mic guy.
Yeah.
Do you miss one or the other? Like, I would just feel like, give me that microphone. Let me sing that song. Does that ever happen?
A version of that happens. I have really spent the last several years just trying to be helpful. I don't mean to be cute by that. If I'm in the studio with someone and I'm producing them, I really, really am trying to be helpful. And I'm trying to make their vision into a reality. And same with songwriting, especially co-writing for someone else's record. I don't want to put such a stamp on it of my choice of notes or my sound or my lyrical ideas. I don't want to do so much of that that they can't relate to it anymore. It really has to be about my collaborator. So I've had to really kind of shift gears in an exciting way to try to become the sort of center of the storm again and try to remember that the music that I'm making with, you know, my friends and collaborators, it's still got to all go through the conduit of me.
One life is all we ever get. And all we ever give up for it in return is all of the ones we might have been. Just one kind of beautiful, each in our turn. Innocence and consequence, I only hope we never learn. Running all around, all kinds of beautiful.
I discovered a while back, this is before I kind of clicked, you know, I was writing songs, they weren't that great, they were pretty good, and then I wrote a song that was very much true to life. But it wasn't dramatic enough. It didn't have the drama. So I lied near the end. I changed two really important things in the story and made it way more dramatic. And then it became a great song. And that was when things clicked. I was like, oh, it has to be really true, totally from personal experience and from the heart. And then you're free to lie, you know, in the middle or the end if it makes it a better story.
We got these lives for free. We don't know where they've been. Don't know where they'll go when we are through with them. The starlight of the sun, the dark side of the moon. In the air the questions hang. Will we get to do something? Who we gonna end up being? How we gonna end up feeling? What you gonna spend your free life on? Free life.
Free life. New live music from Dan Wilson, recorded at WFUV. You'll find the complete interview and more exclusive performances in the archives at WFUV.org.